With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. First responders and communities along the I-25 corridor in central New Mexico are working together and following the example of Colorado Springs in looking at emergency services in a different way. Paramedic Faith Applewhite is part of Santa Fe's team of five who previously worked on the ambulance detail. Now the team is responding to the longer-term needs of frequent callers to the 911 system. They're connecting those patients with resources like housing, hospice, or rehabilitation. Applewhite likes that role and the difference she sees the mobile integrated health office making in New Mexico.
Maybe people didn't get into this job because they want to be social workers, and some people might not be super comfortable doing this type of social work, but we have the infrastructure of the fire department and the boots on the ground nature of it, the radios, the cars, the people that we interact with on a daily basis, the people that we get to visit with. This is the type of infrastructure that a lot of social work programs don't get to have.
Applewhite and her team set and drive patients to doctor's appointments and even long distances to get an addict to a treatment center in Las Cruces. In fact, the office's call volume has been going up by about 1,000 calls per year, says Applewhite, and the second most frequent call is drug overdose. Nationally, overdoses are the number one cause of accidental deaths, but she adds at one of Santa Fe's main homeless shelters, staff is trained to reverse ODs with Narcan.
There's a lot of drug use naturally that happens there, so the staff have been super helpful in receiving training and giving Narcan prior to 911 arrival when they're on scene of an overdose. They have Narcan there at the facility, and they also house healthcare for the homeless. I think it's 2 days a week, so there are healthcare practitioners at their facility for a large portion of the week.
Fire department chiefs are looking at whether to continue the two-year-old pilot program. Surveys show a decrease in those repeat calls to 911. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.